Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my house.
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. We are back. It is so good. Scotty V, my name is Mike, UK Tom. What's going on, fellas?
Podcast time.
I see it's sleeves optional today for Monday Night Mike for on the podcast.
Looking jacked. Yeah.
I've seen bigger arms hanging out the side of a fucking bird's nest.
That's not true. That's just not even true. Fucking guy.
Free of my fingers.
Repeated the pod last week. It's not my fault you have giant fucking sausage fingers. It's not fair.
Oh, God. I love this show so much. Fellas, let's talk some pro wrestling. I'm going to bypass all the hell are you? Because I think we got a jam-packed show here. We got a lot going on. And it's been a busy weekend in pro wrestling, busy week. And Tom, you want to start off with a real positive here on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast?
I do. I don't know why I said it like that.
I do.
So this weekend, Future Stars of Wrestling, based out of Las Vegas, they held the Chris Bay benefit show. And it was very, very good show. And they had talent from TNA, obviously the indies. AEW talent were on the show. And they also had Karrion Kross from the WWE. So it was a... It was a very well mixed of a show. Mike, fuck off. It was a very good mix of a show. We also had some a nice surprise of a WCW legend of Disco Inferno showing up in the Battle Royal.
Oh, wow. Which,
is that a nice surprise?
I mean, I popped.
Did you?
How much did he get paid? Or did he do this out of the goodness of his own heart?
I think most people were doing it out of the goodness of their heart. But if he did, not much, because it's Disco fucking Inferno. But I still popped when his music hit. More out of nostalgia, because he was my mom's first favorite wrestler. So
oh, nice. Nice.
Made me laugh.
Legends get you. Like, you'll pop every time.
Oh, yeah. 100%. It could be somebody I don't even like. But if I haven't seen them for a while, I'll pop. And at the end of the show, Chris Bay, he walked down to the ring, which was really cool. And watching him get in the ring was a little bit dicey. I was like, somebody help him. But he didn't say much. He just was basically saying thank you very much to everybody and that he hopes it's not the last time he's in a wrestling ring. If you haven't seen at least the finish to Karrion Kross, it wasn't the finish. Karrion Kross wrestled Alexander Hammerstone, and Hammerstone at one point hit his finish on Karrion Kross. If you haven't seen that, it went a little bit viral on Twitter. Seek it out because it's fucking brutal, and I don't know how Karrion Kross still has knees.
It was brutal. It was brutal.
It made me cringe, and I like death matches.
Yeah, both guys just too big for that move to go super smoothly, in my opinion. But what do I know?
Never going to go well. But just the fact that, I mean, I know AEW, they play nicely with pretty much everybody, and WWE is starting to, but WWE and AEW letting their talent go and do this for Chris Bay, I just thought was really cool. Also, there was a potential, I don't want to overhype it and say match of the year, but there was a fucking fantastic match on this show between Ricochet and Rich Swann.
Oh, nice.
And side note, those two are former RevPro tag team champions together. So that was kind of cool. Ooh,
that's a fun fact.
They had a banger of a match, and if anybody wants something to do, it's a 20-minute match. Seek it out.
Go find it. Tom's recommending it. I like it. I like it a lot. I saw the dance sequence on Twitter, and that was fun. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, yeah. Side note before we move on, Rob Van Dam cut a promo that he's got one last match in him. I hope that happens because I like him very much. But please, any promoter that is within the sound of my voice, don't put his fucking wife in the ring. My God. She is God awful.
Is she a worker? Like, she wrestle?
Well, people like to pretend she is, and she's had some matches.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
Like, all kidding aside, Scott, you could get in the ring tomorrow and have a better match than she could with no training.
Oh. I like how he picked you.
Yeah,
you
I know. Knew. Yeah. Yeah.
You knew.
He's not wrong.
Well, I already picked on you, Mike, so.
Fucking, yeah, don't I know it. Don't repeat the beginning of the pod last week and the fucking end.
I forgot.
Nice little Easter egg in there for you guys. If any of you just shut the show off last week when you hear the greatest hip hop artist of all time, Flo Rida.
That's right.
Popping on to end the show for us. There was a little Easter egg at the end of the show last week if you missed it, but we had a little bit of fun.
Which was weird because when I listen back to the show just to see how everything is, usually when I get to that point where Flo Rida starts, I shut it off.
Right.
But I think at work, for some reason last week when I was listening, just as he started talking, somebody started talking to me, so I didn't shut it off. And then I'm like, what the fuck? I'm in my ears again. How did that happen?
Keeping everyone on their toes. You never know what you're going to get here on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. So make sure you listen all the way through. And give us a little like and follow and subscribe. All that fun shit on all the socials. We appreciate it.
If you don't, me and Mike will call you a bitch.
Bitches. well, guys, big news. Big news.
What do we got?
Huge news. I watched Monday Night Raw in its entirety.
Whoa.
Big news for the pod.
The whole 2.5 hours?
The whole 2.5 hours.
Were you sad last night or what was going on?
No, I initially put it on. I was eating supper and I was waiting for the lady to come over. And I'm like, well, now I'm just in. Like, now I'm watching it.
Yeah.
She got here and I'm like, and now we got to finish watching this.
Sure, she loved that. I'm like,
oh, I mean, she gets down. A lot of questions.
Which is great.
Yeah. To a point. Understanding what a work is.
I don't know why they bounce back, babe. I don't know why they bounce back off the ropes. They just do. It's fine.
Yeah, it's entertainment, damn it.
It's a TV show.
But I know Scotty, our very own Scotty Villa, wants to talk about the opening of Monday Night Raw. I think we all do. I think we all had different enough takes on the opening of Monday Night Raw. Scotty Villa, tell me about the opening of Monday Night Raw.
Do, 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 do.
That's great. Do, do,
do, do. This is the saddest scene. Wah,
wah, wah. So we get Raw opening the show with John Cena coming out to the ring, doing his thing. And I thought he cut a decent promo to begin the show. It was typical heel stuff, which I'm fine with. I love the fact that they referred back to the kid that they showed last week with his heart broken, basically, and saying, I didn't make him a meme. You guys did. That's on you. This is your fault, not my fault. I like that. Just a little bit more of connecting dots is always good. At that point, I was happy with it. It was good. But what happened next, I truly felt like WWF superstar, WWE superstar John Cena was talking to Scotty Villa. He was talking directly to me. He brought up the spinner belt and said, exactly, Tom. Brings up the spinner belt, how it's supposed to be. It was for a new era and a new generation of the direction of WWE, and everyone hated on them for it. They said they called it a toy. It wasn't a toy. It was what WWE was turning into. It was the representation of John Cena. This is his era. And knowing that he's basically trolling people like me that hated that championship, the spinner title, hated what it represented, because it represented the company. It represented tradition, which he destroyed with that spinner championship. So he's already got me mad at him. And then he looked directly in the camera, directly at me while I was sitting, and said, I'm going to ruin wrestling for you. And I got fucking enraged. I audibly said, fuck you, John Cena. Because he's already done that to me once. He's already ruined wrestling for me once.
Did he?
The PG era sucks shit. I did not like it. I don't like John Cena.
And you watched it all the goddamn time.
I did. I watched every week because I had the routine of watching wrestling every Monday and every Friday. I had that FOMO of, well, what if something happens? And it was just... that was ingrained in me back from the Attitude Era. It just was. So I watched
Nothing
it.
Ever
I
did.
I disliked it. I don't like John Cena matches. My favorite thing in the world is Stone Cold Steve Austin calling out John Cena for not laying his shit in and tightening it up, because Stone Cold was right. And John Cena never once took that advice. So it makes me hate him even more. I don't like the guy. If he never showed up on my TV again, I'd be very, very happy. But the fact that he literally put me into a place where I was little Scotty Villa at 7 years old, and that guy on TV, I fucking hated him. And I want my guy to punch him in the face and kick his ass at WrestleMania, had me feeling like a kid again. And I reverted back to my, I'm a shape. I'm not in shape, but I am a shape. 40-some-year-old self going, God damn, that's good work. That's good work. I want Cody to kick his ass so bad at WrestleMania. I fucking know he's not going to. I'm so fucking mad that John's probably going to win this match. But he got me. He got me for, in that moment, I was no longer just an old man watching wrestling. I was my little kid self watching wrestling, hating the guy on my TV and wanting my guy to beat him up. And I fucking loved everything about that. I'm being very serious, though. Fuck you, John Cena. You will not ruin wrestling for me again.
Well, I hope he does now.
No.
Tom, what was your thoughts?
I like the promo. I don't disagree with Scott. Like, I think they did a very good job of putting everybody back to, like, when wrestling wasn't so obviously, when kayfabe wasn't as dead. And I enjoyed the promo. It wasn't as great as the first week, I enjoyed Cody's little section. I do think they should have got physical, even if it was just Cena kicking him in the dick again. Just because that would have made me laugh. But yeah, it was. I enjoyed it. They need to ramp up the intensity a bit, I think, though.
Now that is a great point. I kind of felt it was redundant to last week's. I really did. Like, I mean, you can name drop Ric Flair all you want, how you're going to ruin wrestling. Like, that promo is just on the lines of what was done last week. And that's like, we're getting close here. Like, Mania is coming up. So either we're going to spread John a little bit further apart. And I get it. You're in different markets that want John Cena, part of the tour, the farewell tour. I understand that. But it did feel a lot like last week. And that's where I think it was just like, oh, okay. It doesn't kill how excited I am for the match. Like, I think Cena turning heel was excellent. I think this lead up will still be really great. I just think coming off of last Monday's promo where I was pretty high on it. I was like, oh, this is the direction you go with John Cena. This is the only way you can do heel John Cena. And him to come out and basically do the same thing twice. I was just like, oh, like, come on, guys. Also, I realize it's a television program. So, like, the faithful like us will hang on to everything. But you got to count in the fact that they're just like those people who didn't tune in last week are tuning in this week. And they need to be able to jump on, too. They're really good at this part of the WrestleMania season to keep everyone in line and be ready no matter where you jump in, right? So, I didn't hate it, but I felt it was cooled off. But I mean, it really got Scotty, which is the biggest win for me, is that John Cena is going to potentially ruin wrestling. I hope he does, because will it be as good as Roman Reigns beating Cody at WrestleMania 39? Probably not, because that day was incredible. It's one of the best days of my life. Just truly, truly a magical moment. One of the biggest pops ever for me.
Never hated you more when I got that phone call.
Oh yeah,
I was heated.
You were not pleased.
I don't think I answered on the first ring.
You didn't. It's still real to him, damn it.
It is.
Now, can you imagine if that was the WrestleMania that you guys were at?
Oh. Camera out on Scotty's face, just disappointed, drinking his tears.
I'd still be sitting in that stadium saying, fuck you. Fuck. Yeah. I'd still be losing my shit in that. Oh, what was it? Was it LA? I think it was.
He'd be the new Miz girl.
Well,
oh man, yeah, it got me. It hooked me. I was so mad. I was so mad when he's like, "I'm gonna ruin wrestling for you," and he had a shit-eating grin on his face, and that just irritated the shit out of me too. I need Cody to shock the world again. I do. I really, really do. And I just don't know if it's going to happen. I'm pretty doubtful right now, but I'm hoping at some point we get some sort of explanation as to why he teamed up with The Rock.
That's for when Dwayne comes and cuts his promo.
Yeah, like that'll be
save that for, or the WrestleMania press conference. When's that?
Because fuck you. That's why.
Could be.
Yeah. Is that? When did they do the Mania press conference last year?
Like before the show?
Yeah. Where Rock slapped Cody.
Oh, that was like a month ahead.
So, I mean, like, are they doing the same thing this year?
I haven't heard or seen anything. It's a lot of post-WrestleMania stuff with Kill Tony and club stuff. And
who?
Yeah. Kill Tony.
Calm down. It's called Blue Sky.
I thought it was a Tony Khan joke.
No. He's a comedian and he does he's very funny. And his show is very, very popular if you like stand-up comedy. So he's selling out Madison Square Garden and stuff like that. So pretty big show.
I'll take your word for it.
Anything else from Raw we want to touch on?
I think we should touch on El Grande Americano.
Oh, man.
Arriba!
Man. Arriba! Chad Gable's piece de la resistance. It is so fucking funny that he comes up and he's just like, I'm sick. I won't be able to compete tonight. I'm like, fuck, this is wrestling. Yeah. Like, hands of the day. He's like, well, nothing I could do about it. So I'm like, what? Like, all right. Let's get El Grande Americano out there.
Oh,
I got it. The fucking internet wrestling community strikes again.
Okay.
Shitting all over this all day today.
Yeah. Why? Racism. Why?
Because apparently it's racist, which I'm not going to discuss because I'm not Mexican. However, it's not for me to say whether that's racist or not. However, the people that are shitting all over El Grande Americano, which obviously is Chad Gable, making up lucha history and using an AI video to do that, and then shitting on the company for using AI. You've missed the fucking point of the gimmick, you fucking cum stains.
That's the best part, right? Like, face value, like, you can look a little deeper. Wrestling's getting smarter.
Yeah.
Like, it's, people don't want to admit it, but like, they're with the times. Your characters can evolve and do that. It's a really great point, Tom.
And the whole, the Gulf of America thing, which again is not what we discuss on this podcast, but the whole point is the dude's a fucking idiot making up lucha history.
Yeah.
That's the fucking gimmick.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I thought it worked well. The video package was fantastic.
It was so good.
The match was really fun. I love the fact that it's basically Chad Gable in a mask that mostly fits, but doesn't quite fit a little bit. The added tassels to the gear just...
Yeah.
I popped for that.
Loved it. And the match was fun. It was a lot of fun. I was stunned. And I know I shouldn't be stunned with stuff like this because we see it almost every month in wrestling now. I was stunned they ripped the mask off of Dragon Lee.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I was like, holy shit, they did it. Great finish, though. Fun finish. And then El Grande Americano has to shift his mask because it's too fucking big for his head, it looks like.
Everything's good. Two bumps in that match that I was like, God damn.
Suplex off the apron?
The suplex off the apron was brutal. Yeah. And then the belly to belly into the turnbuckles. Which,
yeah.
And I'm really, if nothing else comes out of this fun gimmick, I hope we get a serious push for Chad Gable, and I hope Dragon Lee gets some more TV time because that dude can fucking wrestle.
Is this leading to anything at Mania, do you think?
Americano's on Mania. It's Garrett goddamn T.
It's got to be like Ray versus Gable or something.
I think that's what you want on the poster, is Ray Mysterio.
Or are they going to completely pivot, and is it going to be Penta?
I think Penta's involved with the IC stuff.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
Or are they going to swerve us again? And is it Rey Fénix?
I mean, that'd be cool. Big stage for you to debut on.
Yeah.
Especially with your bouncy shit on the ropes.
I would probably fall into that a little bit more if the vignettes were happening on Raw instead of SmackDown, but...
It's a swerve, bro.
it could work if you go... Ray and I think Americano is the Mania match. Like, I think that's a lock. Gable goes over Ray Fénix the next week.
Yeah, but then...
It would be the way to do it if you're going to do it.
If it's Gable and Ray at Mania, which would be a great match because Ray can somehow still move. Is it mask versus mask or any sort of lucha stuff?
Oh, I'd love that.
But then Gable almost has to lose.
Yeah, that's it. So, like, you don't want to... They make a lucha title. like at that point.
Don't put that in the universe.
The Gulf of America Championship.
Yeah, you can't do masks because I think Gable needs that win at Mania.
Yeah.
Wow. And no bigger person to beat than Ray. Like if you're doing it, right?
And I mean, Scotty, as a figure guy, you know there's a Grande Americano figure coming.
I cannot wait. Give me the tassels. Give me the awesome looking goofy mask.
And Chad Gable is going to make bank from that.
For sure.
I hope so. So one thing that kind of popped through my head last night when I was watching it, I was like, man, Chad Gable, just great. Awesome. But look at the career he's had since he's come up to the main roster. American Alpha, or what were they called?
American Alpha. Yeah.
American Jason Alpha Jordan. With Jason Jordan.
And they were good.
They were awesome.
Yeah. Such an awesome tag team. Jason Jordan stuff happens. He's got to go away. He's injured. Can't wrestle anymore. We get Chad Gable with various tag team partners. Has to become Shorty G for a little while.
Oh God, I forgot about that.
Goes through it and runs with it, right? Then gets back to being Chad Gable again, back into just having really good matches, building his way up and finding the tag team with the Creed brothers. Like, the guy's had a wild up and down run on that main roster, but he's made everything work. And I think at some point you've got to pay him off with Money in the Bank. Give him Money in the Bank. Let him run with that for months and months and then cash in and shock the world. I would love to see it. I think he could be a Dolph Ziggler-esque cash in where people pop huge for Chad Gable when it finally happens.
I'd love that, but I wonder if they've missed the boat now because of how over he was last year and they didn't capitalize at the right time.
I think he's over again right now.
I agree. Like
they're doing it right. And it's fun. It's exciting. And I think Chad Gable's just one of those guys that he's such a good worker. He's such a good talker. He's a touch undersized for a main eventer type caliber wrestler, but you could do it. You can pull it off once, catch that lightning in a bottle and get it done. They did it with Bryan Danielson. Bryan Danielson was never supposed to be the guy, but the crowd got him over. I think Chad Gable has that in him too.
I know it's the easy comparison, but I really do think he's this generation's Kurt Angle. With the ring skills and the touch of comedy that's always in there, and the fact that he'll do pretty much all of the goofy shit and still make his matches fantastic. I think if he wants it, he's got a WWE career for life, and I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, I'm all down for Americano. Let's go. Give him any belt. Make the Lucha belt. Company's got enough luchadors now.
Penta wins the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania and then feuds with Americano for the IC title all summer. I want that now.
Yeah, great.
Love to see it.
Love absolutely. See it. One more thing I want to talk about on Monday Night Raw before we move on. It's the Women's Championship promo.
Dude.
I fucking hated it. That felt like some diva era shit. With Adam Pearce trying to calm down the Yentas. I really and like, you know what? All three of those women are fucking great. They're so talented. But it just felt goofy as all fucking hell and shouldn't be. Really shouldn't be.
I enjoyed Io Sky's part. I like the fact that they're giving her a bit more mic time to just be comfortable on the mic. English is definitely not her first language. And she's getting crowd reactions through her ring work. She's not getting it through an entrance or anything like that. It's the matches that where people at the end of the match are going, fuck yeah, that was awesome. I think building off of that with some mic work as a champion and getting the rub from being in the ring with Rhea, being in the ring with Bianca, I think it helps that whole process. I do agree. Last night was a miss when it came to that segment. But I like the fact that they gave Io a shot to really do it, but they just repeated the face mushing again. And we got
like good exchange by the end of it. Right. Like I liked that part, but to have that match booking a title match for Rhea and Io next week, like they're not stupid. You got to keep the belt on Io.
Yeah.
Like you fucking have to, I love Rhea to death, but you have to keep the belt on Io Sky.
With Bianca as the referee, like Rhea's going to get screwed and that's how we get the triple threat.
Which, I mean, like, just don't fucking dance around it at that point.
That's how I feel. I feel if you're going to go in that direction, I feel like we're going a little bit too old school wrestling with, all right, we got to fill this week and then fill that week. What do we do to get to where we need to be? Well, let's just do the special guest Rhea spot and have a schmoz finish. And there we go. That's my guess is what's going to happen. If they don't do that and they shock the world. Awesome. Great. But we're all kind of in on like, all right, this is going to be a triple threat because you can't leave one of those girls just off Mania. They're too over right now. There could have been a more creative way to get there. And I feel like that's one of those storylines that's up and down with getting to Mania. And right now that was just a down.
Like I want Hunter full steam ahead. Io fucking wins at Mania.
She better.
Yes. Like, I, again, all of them great talents. There's no doubt about it. Our love for Mommy knows no bounds on this podcast.
Yeah.
But
I personally think Bianca is one of the best wrestlers in the company.
Sure.
Agreed.
But she doesn't need the win. Neither does Rhea.
But like, every time Io is in an arena, it's hot. Like, they want Io. It's working. So at least give that mania win. Whatever after, sure. It could cool off. It'll die. But I think in this month's time, like, it's worth riding out this EO hype train for sure.
I just, going back to the promo, I didn't love it, but they get a lot of leeway from me because I am excited for that match.
Yeah. I'm not denying the hype level, right? It's no different than like the opening of the show too. Like the Cena promo, it doesn't hurt the fact that I'm fucking excited for him and Cody at Mania. It's going to be great. That's a hell of a main event. This is a hell of a women's match. But like, the time we're using on your weekly television shows me it's like, I could have watched this in 11 minutes because it left a sour taste in my mouth, especially for a division that has like such talent and take it more serious. This felt like a step backwards. Like, this is not the women shit that should be goofy. You could do goofiness elsewhere, but this didn't need to be the place.
I agree. It did get a touch out of hand. I'm usually a big fan of everything Adam Pearce does, but he was a little bit over top with his reactions. That caught me off guard. Was like, well, you know, they're going to play the music and then just fucking, or just bring all the women out and have the talk. Like, you could have easily just done that, but I'm still thinking that we're going to get some really cool stuff in the last couple weeks here leading up to Mania with these guys or with these girls. And man, I think we're going to get a hell of a match that in ring work wise could definitely be a main event of night one.
I think it should main event WrestleMania at night one.
I don't hate that at all.
Jey Uso getting further and further fucked from closing out a WrestleMania show.
He's opening the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've been with you guys. I haven't hated on everything that they've done, but that storyline, trying to keep that thing heated up, has been a challenge for WWE. And I don't think they've done a very good job of keeping people super pumped, other than, oh, Jey Uso's coming out, let's yeet and do the hand thing with them for the entrance. Works. It works. Storyline wise, it's not great. I liked last night. I liked that they intertwined last week's botch. Yes. Into this week's, and now that's a storyline of like, man, why are you messing up all the time? Like, Jimmy's talking to him, why are you messing up all the time? Why are you in your head so much? Awesome. I get it, the pressure's there, but the guy that's sitting in front of me right now isn't the guy that got to be the Royal Rumble winner, the guy that was the right hand man to the tribal chief. They got me on that. I really enjoyed everything I saw from Jey Uso last night.
God, when Jimmy was talking to him and like that gap happened, did you not just hear Randy like, I'm scared, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm scared.
And Jimmy Uso.
Ooh.
Jimmy Uso slapped the dog shit out of Gunther.
An unreal.
Boys, my
he laid that
God.
In. You are getting ruined next week. Yeah. You are going to get chopped the fuck down. He does not forget that slap happened. Oh,
so my favorite thing right now is I'm really enjoying the talk of Gunther these last couple weeks. He's playing it really, really well. And I know you guys don't watch it, but I watched that WWE LFG show.
Fucking go.
And Gunther is a guest next week to talk to the students, and he, just a clip I've seen, he rips them apart. And it's awesome. He even takes a dig at Taker, which I think is great. It's very, very entertaining. So I think if you're ever going to tune into like a chunk of that show, it would be when Gunther shows up this week on WWE LFG. So, but yeah, Jimmy slapped the piss out of him and Gunther's going to make him pay for it. That's why Mike is going to watch 2 hours of Monday Night Raw next week as well.
I probably will.
Exactly. It's Mania season, baby. You got to be watching.
I'm not watching SmackDown. I can only give him so much time.
Even though last week's show was very entertaining, still too fucking long. Too long. Get that show back to two and a half hours at most. Before we dive out, I know we're a little behind on this.
I do want you guys' thoughts on the John Moxley spot last week with the suplex to the spike, the back getting stuck in his back. I watched it again today, but we never really talked about it too much, fellas. Mike, I'll start with you. What were your thoughts on it?
I also watched that clip because who didn't see it, right? Yeah. Like, it's one of those things. If that's what's popping a rating for AEW, I'm fucking sad. That makes me sad. Makes me sad that two guys of that caliber are doing that there. Because they're like, this is the AEW way, right? Like, we can be like GCW. You fucking ain't. That's Edge in the ring. That's John Moxley.
That's
like
Cope.
Yeah, that's Cope.
Cope?
That's right. My bad. So it makes sense. I don't know. It was a brutal spot, obviously. Like, I'm here for violence. But, like, guys, come on. Come on. Save it for a fucking pay-per-view.
Dom, what do you think?
Oh, I love the spot, obviously, with the love of GCW. I thought that was fucking fantastic. It was gross. I do agree with Mike, and I hope the fact that it was on TV doesn't come back to bite them in the ass.
I and Tom, this is because of you. Because it was the weekend before where we watched GCW death matches, I was like, oh, fucking cool. Oh, that's gross. It's stuck in his back. Mm-hmm. Oh, great. They're twisting it. They can't get it out. And I just enjoyed it for what it was. I don't care if Warner Brothers is pissed off at them. I don't care if it popped a rating. Honestly, 2 months ago, maybe, I'd been like, that's gross. That's too far. Way too far. But now, knowing what deathmatch wrestling is and GCW is and how it works, I just enjoyed it. I thought it was a fucking spot for a fucking spot, but we've seen some shit lately on GCW, so I was good with it. Had no issues with it.
Speaking of GCW, for the Tournament of Survival that you're coming to watch, they've just announced a crazy Japanese deathmatch guy. So I'm looking forward to your thoughts on him.
Ooh,
he's already my instant favorite.
Hit us up on the socials at In My House Pod. Let us know what you thought of Raw this week, the WrestleMania run-up, everything that we talked about on this show. Hit us up on the socials there. Guys, this has been a fun one. Real fun. Guys, was this fun?
It's fuck a fun you, show. Mike. Fuck you, Tom.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Scott.
Fuck you, Scott.
It's the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Welcome to my